We might be childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
It's a high wire act today, Tanner. It's a high wire act.
Hi, Jack. Yes. Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning to you, and
it's
I'm
just
not
a
doing
normal
it in an Irish
English
accent. Yeah,
phrase, and anyone can say it, regardless of nationality.
We had discussed before, and we will not be doing. There's a temptation after having watched the film, isn't there, to do an accent?
What do you mean?
Isn't there? It's quite strong, but one resists it. And the thing that I was saying is that, listen, nobody likes to hear the dirty behind the curtains nonsense of what's going on with us.
Jack's got a busy appointment. He's got places to be, people. Time is money. Top of the morning.
It's a no whammies episode, which means we can't edit anything out because I've only got.
That's what he says. I wish, you could see the no whammy episode files that we still edit meticulously.
No mistakes.
He makes it sound like we're just like dashing this off and like farting it out. We
all
just like
of it.
Take it back to the fucking lab and fine tune it for hours.
And second of all, Lewis stayed home today and he's watching Dinosaurs
fucking
Train
freeloader.
Upstairs.
Good for nothing. Either if he's not too busy being a burden on our fucking tax system, he's a burden on our podcast.
Yeah. And he's watching Dinosaur Train pretty happily right now. He doesn't seem sick at all, but daycare wouldn't take him. And mommy went
daycare
to the city,
him
to
and
the big
like,
city.
He's having a bad mental health day.
Yeah. He's not. Home. He's having a great mental health day. He ate
now
two hot dogs.
Is.
Fucking yeah. Loved it. We were watching Dinosaur Train. There's two kinds of animals in this world, according to Lewis. There's mwows and there's rars. Mwows are cats and rars are everything else.
Okay. And everything else is like counter to cats? Like like threatening to cats?
I guess so, yeah.
Oh, wait. Either... My mic's way over here. What am I doing?
Why were you?
I'm not even recording in the right microphone.
Okay, perfect. No whammies. So we can't even start again. So I guess I'm using the Zoom audio for the beginning.
Sorry, everyone. I'm so sorry. It was a no whammies episode. Jack was just in the middle of saying, by the way, Jack, top of the morning to you, now that you can hear me. And I just don't want you to think that I, because my audio before was a little rougher, because I think it was picking up my like laptop mic, not my computer mic.
Horrible.
So I didn't want you to misinterpret or misunderstand me at all. Top of the morning to you.
Okay, good. And then third of all, I want to, I've never done this before.
What was
but
third,
I wanna,
one and two?
I want to, one was no whammies. Two, Lewis is home.
Got it.
Three, I want to kick this episode off by talking to you about a press release I was sent.
Oh, okay, yeah, share the details with me.
I still get, well, I was going to say because I used to work at major media company, but this one is about romance. So somebody must have figured out like that we have a romantic
podcast. I used to get those too, and I emailed them and said, this is my personal email.
Yeah. Anyway.
Leave me alone.
I get a ton of press releases.
This is where
really,
I email my mother.
The thing I would like the most is not getting press releases, but a thing that I like the second most is ignoring press releases. But I'm doing neither of those things today. I'm going to share with you a topical, romantical press release, and I would like to get your reactions to it.
Please, yeah.
Okay. Subject line. Cheating confessions. Bachelor/et parties plagued by infidelity. - The state's most guilty.
Whose?
The state's most guilty.
The state?
These breaking are the people.
These are the people that the state is going after for their infidelity?
No, it's not the state's apostrophe. These are the states who are the most guilty.
I see.
Noise here in the background is Lewis is playing with blocks. And that's good.
This fucking kid.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, you got some blocks? Can you say no whammies?
What'd you put on for him? It wasn't interesting. Now let's brainstorm.
Dinosaur Train.
Not interesting.
If you want to bring me the blocks, I'll open it for you. You want to bring
Blaze and the Monster Machine. That's what Coco was into when he was his age.
Bring them over here and I will open them for you.
He's a talking monster truck and all his friends are talking monster trucks. What's not
to like? He would like that. He did say he wanted to watch a car.
And it'll teach
thing.
Him about shit like here, adhesion.
Yeah, bring them over here, honey.
What do you say, bug?
I want to read this press release to you, God.
Is there a bug in your house?
Bring me the blocks. Yeah, the blocks are over there. You bring them here. Because I can't leave the mic because it's a No Whammies episode, but it's becoming like pretty whammy the more I talk about it.
It's okay. It was a pretty whammy movie.
This movie sucked. Sorry. I bet it's some people's favorite
It's movie. Every movie is somebody's favorite
My girlfriend
movie.
In college, it was her favorite movie, and I made fun of her a lot about it without ever having seen
this
it.
This movie?
Yeah. And now that I have seen it, I feel justified. I don't feel justified in making fun of her because I don't think that was that
cool.
It's
a mean thing to do, yeah.
But I do feel justified in the choice of this movie if I was going to make fun
of her.
How did we
get here?
I'm reading you a press release.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you understand what the press release is about?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So as Valentine's Day approaches, many use this as an opportunity to propose to their partner. Not me.
That would be weird. I already did that.
Anyway, I should say it's from bonusfinder.com.
Yeah,
if I'm going to read and I guess make fun of their press release, I will say it's bonusfinder.com. So you got your what you needed out of me, guys. But here's the highlights from the research.
Don't give them press.
Tanner. And I want you to tell me.
I want to cut if you're getting like bonus research.
If anything stands
kickbacks.
Out to you. You ready?
Yeah.
This is one of those press releases where they're like, they basically like wrote an article for me.
Oh, perfect. I love that.
Yeah. And so now it's content for my podcast. I don't even have to do any work.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah.
So here's the research, this big study they did. You ready?
Yeah.
Highlights from the research. Bullet point number one, 75% of Americans cheat on their partner at bachelorette parties.
You know what I'm just realizing? I had this when you read the headline to me.
Yeah.
I had an idea in my head that was completely, now that you've said that,
yeah.
I'm realizing how off the mark I was.
Okay.
Because when you said that, I thought parties where people are getting together in their living room to watch The Bachelor.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like
yeah.
we used to do.
Yeah. No, it's not that.
And then 78% seemed a little high.
Okay. I want to read you this stat again because you've caught on to it, but like, I think you haven't fully taken it in. I want to read you this stat again and I want you to like really think about it.
Yeah.
75% of Americans cheat on their partner at bachelorette parties.
Yeah. That's
75%.
High.
That means 3 out of 4 of the people that you know.
Yeah.
Are cheating on their partner at a bachelorette party.
It feels high.
It feels high. Doesn't it?
But also, I've never been to a bachelorette party. Maybe that's just what you do there.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. I've been left out of like a major cultural thing that almost everybody does.
Yeah.
Or this study is wrong.
Let's see. I'm going to think back to some of the bachelor.
Buddy.
I have it said both bachelor parties and bachelor parties.
Yeah, bachelor slash et parties.
I'm going to think back to some of the ones I've been to.
Yeah. Think about this. While you're thinking about it, know that at that party, 3 out of every 4 people who were there were then cheating on their partner. That day,
honestly, one of the people party. There did was very desperate to see if he could find. Strippers in the Catskills.
Oh yeah.
Despite the other like 6 people there being like, please don't do this. No one wants this.
I'll tell this story, but we'll elide all the names.
Yeah.
Tanner and I were both at a
except
bachelor
ours, I guess. You can undo that one.
For a special guy.
Yeah.
And that guy invited Tanner and all of his other good friends.
Yeah, and you were there too.
Yeah. And one of the good friends really wanted to like bring strippers to the Airbnb we had rented. And yeah. It wasn't that kind of bachelor party. We were going to play
We were playing through all the Zelda games.
Yeah, and like
on Nintendo. Getting stoned.
And eventually I had to just pull him aside and be like, "Dude, I don't want this. That would like I invited all my friends here to play video games. That would ruin it."
Don't leave.
That would fucking ruin it.
Anyway, that happened to like some friends of ours.
Yeah, it happened. It was in a movie we saw. Anyway, do you want to know the state with the highest likelihood of people cheating at a bachelor party?
Oh, let me guess. Because I feel like it's a lot higher in like I'm gonna guess Alaska.
It's Delaware. Do you want to know what percentage of people in Delaware cheat on their partners at a bachelor party?
How many?
88.9%.
Why Delaware? What's in Delaware?
Almost everyone in Delaware cheats
like
on
chemical
their
companies
at a bachelor party.
Rehoboth Beach. Wild Rehoboth Beach. Wow, we're getting a lot of juice out of this PR blast. What's the least?
I only have the top five. Of the top five, the lowest is Vermont. Only 63% of people cheat on their
partner. Northeast?
I don't know. I don't know. I just needed to share it with someone because it's been really like knocking around in my brain. Yeah. Okay, what's that? Oh, yeah. You're my business partner.
It's getting so nice here. I actually went out for a little bit of a jog today. It felt pretty nice.
Yeah, we should say it's the winter of our Chris content, and you're my old business partner, and it's cold. Oh, what's that?
Not really.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You said it's nice. Yeah, it's getting nice. The winter seems to be kind of ending. At least the winter of our Chris content. We still have something to learn.
One more Chris
Jack. Yeah, okay.
But you'll have to spend the night in my haunted vault.
Okay, fine. It's Chris O'Donnell.
Yeah, and you made us watch the Buck Wildest movie of all the... Let me quickly. Where did you... First of all, defend yourself while I do this. Where did you discover this?
My girlfriend in college.
That's where this came from?
Yeah.
Chris...
And there's an Edie Brickell song called Circle of Friends. Donald. And Jay Maskus does a cover of it. And it has nothing to do with this movie. I kept waiting to hear it. But it's all just
speaking of The Bachelor. 1999's The Bachelor.
Yeah. Okay.
1993's The Three Musketeers. 1995's Batman Forever. 1997, Batman and Robin, titular character. 1992, Scent of a Woman. Sounds romantic.
Are you talking about Chris O'Donnell?
Yes. Why did we...
It's Robin.
He's like spinning the wheel on the big vault. He's like smashing it back. Jack goes to his little like safety deposit box and he pulls it out. And he brings it over to the little like marble table, and he uses his little key to open it, and there's just like a dusty like 144p YouTube video.
Yeah, they don't have it on any streaming services. I guess it's maybe not a famous movie.
Over the course of like an hour and a half, the sound gets so far off that at the end it's like 10 seconds off.
Yeah, I should be clear. I didn't really like this movie, but I'm not entirely sure if that's the movie's fault or like the method I had to view it, because it's only on YouTube and
the
like
movie
the,
is
it doesn't
about
sync great.
Patricide, sexual assault, infidelity in small town Ireland. So that's what we're up against this week. Thank you, Jack.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought this one out of the vault. It's been a real pleasure so far.
Yeah.
School Ties.
It's Chris O'Donnell.
1992. That's a
good
movie.
He's Robin.
Fried Green Tomatoes. I already said Batman and Robin.
Yeah, but that's the main thing.
1997. It's not a romance. I guess that one is the one that does have...
Mr. Freeze?
Mr. Freeze and Poison Ivy, who's like Always kissing people, right?
Yeah, incredible. Chris O'Donnell's in it.
Oh, and the mom from Babysitter's Club.
Oh, yeah?
It's Batgirl.
Batgirl's in this one? No, she's... Oh, she's in... Batgirl is in Batman. Okay, that kind of baked my noodle for a sec.
Yeah. You got stuck in, like, a recursive bit.
It's a famous movie. It's called Circle of Friends. And
it's not famous in any way.
Had Jamie heard of it?
Yeah, Jamie was like, oh, I used to love that movie.
See, exactly.
Do you know what I said? I said, oh, do you want to watch it? And she said, no.
Yeah, well, whatever. Anyway, I have a complaint.
Colin Firth is in it. Oh, should we do a dramatic persona?
Yeah. Okay, dramatic persona. the music, I have a sound drop for that. It's written by Maeve Binchy, who is my grandmother's favorite writer. Her shelves were stocked with Maeve Binchy books, so I have a fondness for that. And
it's kind of dark.
Stars.
Your grandma's into like some dark shit.
I think that's just the like 480p YouTube video. It's just like.
Who's in it? Nightcrawler. Yeah. He's the bad guy.
Yeah.
In this one, they made him the bad guy. In X-Men, he's a good guy.
He's
sort of a tortured German, like,
Alan Cumming is the bad guy. Mr. Darcy is in it with a mustache. He's a bad guy, too.
He's also a bad guy. There's not really any good men. Even...
There aren't many good women.
The blue-eyed boy, Jack. Yeah. Now I see why you like this movie.
Yeah, it's a blue-eyed boy called Jack.
The beautiful blue-eyed boy, Jack. He's a little bit of a scoundrel, too.
And Robin is in it.
That's the blue-eyed boy.
Yeah.
And Minnie Driver.
Minnie Driver. Do you want to do a quick name generator?
Please.
What is your... Minnie Driver name.
Oh, that's going to be... Yeah, let's do it.
I don't know how to get there.
That's what I was worried about. I was going to say, that's going to be tough to figure out. And I was like, no, let's go on Jack's journey.
Yeah.
But then I realized you probably don't have a journey, and you don't.
Yeah.
Let's see. I guess what you want to do is... What comes in mini size?
A driver is like a golf club. So you could just pick a golf club and then you could put
Here we go. Candystore.com/collectibles/mini-size-candy. I think just scroll down the page, go to the month of your birth. So my name is Mini York.
Oh, that's good. Mini Yorkie, like a Yorkie candy bar?
Oh, York Peppermint Patty, but yeah.
York Peppermint. Okay, Mini York Peppermint Patty. So they make them even smaller. I'm doing mine different. You can also do it this way.
Whatever you want.
Basically, just take
it's
Mini
like jazz.
And then you pick your favorite golf club.
Oh, cool.
And if your favorite golf club is the driver, then your Mini Driver name is Mini Drive Iron.
That's namespace collision.
But my Mini Driver name is Mini Five Iron.
Wow. Because you love Five Iron Frenzy.
Wait, no, it's Mini Sandwich.
Mini Sandwich. You can do it either way.
There's no wrong
answers in name generators.
Can I make a complaint about the film? I didn't really feel like these girls were really friends.
We should describe the movie.
Yeah.
It's challenging. It was a challenging film.
It's pretty challenging.
It was tough to watch. It was a tough subject matter. It was difficult, like, sensationally, you know?
It's like, it's a melodrama.
Yeah, it takes place in Ireland. That's fine. Irish people have...
I want to say off the bat. That's fine.
Yeah. Is anyone in the movie Irish? No.
I don't think so. None of the main people are.
That's the way we did it back in 1995, though, I think.
Yeah.
They got the blue-eyed boy.
But they all do the accents.
Yeah. It's like, I don't even know what time it is. Like the 50s? The 60s?
It seems like it's from the olden times. A little bit. And it's rural Ireland. It's a town, a made-up town called Knock Glen, a small town. And Minnie Driver is a daughter of her daddy and mommy. And she's going off to college. And they're kind of overprotective.
Her dad runs a shop.
Yeah. He runs a shop.
And that's where Nightcrawler works.
That's where Nightcrawler works. And Nightcrawler's got designs on, like, taking over the business.
This is, like, a different version of Nightcrawler where he doesn't have the blue skin or tail.
Yeah.
I don't think he can do that in the comics. I think he's always just Nightcrawler.
Isn't Nightcrawler, Jake Gyllenhaal?
Interesting. Interesting sentence you just presented me with.
Yeah. You're saying he's Alan Cumming.
Yeah.
Huh, okay. I don't know how to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, I feel like now I'm in an alternate dimension.
Yeah, Nightcrawler's Jake Gyllenhaal.
And not really understanding you. Let me send you a link. Let me send you some literature.
Okay, I'll send you some literature.
I sent it to you, your text message.
Okay, good. And I've sent you something to your text message. Oh, okay, yeah. Huh. I think it looks like we're both right.
This never happens. Although, yeah. I'm not sure yours is the X-Man.
Okay, I don't know.
Nightcrawler, but I'm not sure. Yeah.
I haven't seen it. But Nightcrawler's bad, and Minnie Driver goes to college, and she meets a beautiful blue-eyed boy who, frankly, not very compelling.
Beautiful blue-skinned boy called Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
Oh, you meant
Chris
O'Donnell.
Different guy. Yeah. There's a guy with beautiful blue eyes, and there's a guy with beautiful blue skin. Yeah. One of them is Nightcrawler. The other is Robin.
Yeah. It was confusing for us, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they hit it off. Minnie Driver is like convinced that she's like unattractive and unappealing to men, and then she meets a beautiful boy when she's off to college. She and her friend, they live a pretty hard life, honestly.
Her friend is called Nan
orphaned.
White from the Babysitter's Club.
Her friend is the kind of bread Nan White. Nan comma White, as Makaru would say.
Yeah.
Her friend Nan, who I think's name is Eve?
No, it's Nan.
Which one is Eve? They started friend. To run together.
Okay, let's say who the circle of friends is. As far as I can tell, it's Nan White.
Okay.
And then All About Eve, and then Minnie Driver.
Okay, and then which one was the pretty one?
And they're all pretty to me, but...
Which one was the one who was like...
Nan White.
Hooked up with everyone.
Is the pretty one.
Nan White. Okay.
Yeah.
They're friends.
Yeah.
Eve doesn't have any parents. So she has to go ask Mr. Darcy for money.
The boy is handing me Babysitter's Club dolls right now. It's very distracting. Here, you can have her. That's Stacy, buddy.
Yeah, that's Stacy. She has diabetes. Be careful.
Okay, no whammies at all.
I'm here with you.
Yeah,
Eve doesn't have a mommy or daddy. She has to go to Mr. Darcy and ask for money to go to college. And then
Nan does. Wait.
Oh my God, you're so backwards.
Nan does.
No.
Are you sure?
I don't remember. Who cares? No one's going to watch this movie.
Nan.
It's in the vault. After we're done with this, we have to put it back in this fucking lockbox and shut it back in the vault.
I think it's Nan.
Anyway, I swear to you, it was her friend who's not the one who betrays her.
Okay, I guess you're... I don't know.
Goes
I don't
and get
know.
Enough money. They get enough money from Colin Firth to go get an education.
Yeah.
And that's when she meets Chris O'Donnell. He's beautiful. He's got the most sing-songy lilt you've ever heard in your life.
Yeah, and that's all acting.
What?
Yeah. And guess what? They don't seem to be that close friends, but... I guess they're the circle of friends.
He's not in the
I think it's
the girls.
I guess
the circle has expanded. Yeah.
Yeah. And Nan is whichever, the bad one thinks that the Chris O'Donnell types are just playthings. They're just playthings to her.
Well, and then she has
she wants
a
to have affairs with a real man, and she has an affair
Oh, they have a fuck shack. We should talk about so mostly this movie is about a
There's
fuck
a
shack.
Fuck shack. Yeah, there's a fuck
shack. It
probably
was called Fuck Shack, and they're like, I don't know if that's going to like move units. And they're like, all right, let's call it Circle of Friends.
The movie should be called Fuck Shack. And I do have it in my notes that it's a sex movie. It's a smut movie. At one point, I think during the scene with Mr. Darcy, they like get into bed together, and then they zoom out, and they show the whole Fuck Shack.
Yeah. Yeah, there's
the whole thing.
The orphan girl is left... Her like dead parents left her a fuck shack in like the Irish countryside.
But we should say Mr. Darcy is a Willoughby.
What? Say it again.
In this movie, Darcy turns out, and it's a spoiler for the movie. Mr. Darcy turns out to be a Willoughby.
Yes, Mr. Darcy and Nan, Nan White.
And Nan White. Yeah.
Go to the fuck shack to, well.
Fuck in the shack.
Yeah. What do you do at a fuck shack, right?
Yeah. And they impregnate each other.
Read the newspaper.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
they impregnate each other.
They do go out there and read the newspaper, and it is.
Oh, they do also read the newspaper, and it's an important plot point because they leave the newspaper there. That's actually a really good point.
Sorry, bad example.
They do impregnate each other, and then when Nan White goes to Mr. Darcy to like make arrangements for the wedding,
yeah,
he is pulls a Willoughby, and he's like,
"Heavens no." He says, "I'm a moneyed gentleman."
Yeah.
And unless I marry a moneyed woman, I will lose my estate. So
he does like her, but you know, what can you do? Can't do anything about it. Doesn't want to lose your estate. So then she's in trouble.
Can't lose the estate.
You know what she does? Something that I would not expect someone in my circle of friends to do. She steals my blue-eyed boyfriend, doesn't she?
Yeah, she, and this is why all the men in the movie are bad, because even Robin himself, the uncorruptible Robin,
is pretty quickly corrupted. She's like, oh, I better go find someone who will marry me to have a one-night stand with, and then make him think.
It's his baby.
It's his baby. And Robin is like, yeah, absolutely. No problem.
even though he's dating
Minnie Driver.
Well, they're not really dating.
Okay.
They're just
pretty
like
in love.
Just like involved, you know?
Sure. Okay. Well, you're defending him.
I'm not defending him in any way. The only reason I feel compelled to defend him in any way is because of his associations with Batman.
Okay, fine. Let's take a quick break and then we'll describe the rest of the film.
Okay.
Hi all, it's Jack here, and I am super excited to tell you about a new sponsor, the incredible family mystery mobile game, June's Journey. Unfortunately, Tanner is not able to be here for this ad read because he misread the brief, and I'm glad that he's reading the briefs at least, but he thought that he was being assigned on an actual secret mission to find out who really killed June's sister, Claire. Now, I've been enjoying immersing myself in a bygone age of mystery, danger, and romance, and putting my detective skills to the test as I solve hundreds of puzzles whenever I have a free moment to play June's Journey. But Tanner has actually, and this is a quote, booked myself passage on a steamship to New York, which, not to triangulate here, but that's a uniquely bad way to get there from Connecticut. And reading between the lines of the extremely cryptic letters he's been sending me, it sounds like he's making a real nuisance of himself, asking the other passengers questions about their luggage. June's Journey is a murder mystery game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner's Journey, according to the most recent note I got from him, is currently delayed due to what he describes as a miscommunication with the Coast Guard about what exactly a steamship license is. I hate to take sides, but I really feel like I would trust the Coast Guard on this one. Right now, I'm making my way through the adventure of the Hidden Distillery. I love looking for clues and customizing my estate while I'm on hold with some very angry people at a place I've never heard of called the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority. And you can discover your inner detective just like I have when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. That's June's Journey, and you can download it for free on iOS and Android. Okay, it looks like I'm going to have to go and pick him up. All right, we're back.
We're back. Yes, no whammies. I was just about to pause, run upstairs, grab a seltzer, and then Jack
pulled you back in.
Suck me back in. What else happens? Oh, patricide.
We've said Robin. Yeah, patricide. She kills her dad. kind of at a second hand. Her dad really wants her to marry Nightcrawler.
She's going back and forth between Dublin and like tiny bum butt land.
I said the name. It's Knock Glen, and that's Knock nicer Glen than whatever you were going to say.
And so she sees her dad a lot, who's still running the shop with Nightcrawler, yes.
Yeah, and he wants to like hand over the business to Nightcrawler. And also
he wants to hand over the business to Minnie Driver.
Minnie Driver.
But But
he wants Minnie Driver to marry Nightcrawler.
He wants Minnie Driver to marry Nightcrawler.
And then everybody gets the business. And yeah. Nightcrawler also wants Minnie Driver to marry Nightcrawler.
Oh, yeah.
He presses himself upon her. And she kicks his butt.
Yeah, it's surprising because he does have that power where he can kind of like bamf out of existence and like pop back in like a haze of smoke.
Yeah.
But he
doesn't use it.
Yeah, he doesn't use it here.
She kicks his butt, and then she also, like, in her butt-kicking mode, I think she's, like, kind of found herself through being in college in the big city and also being loved by the blue-eyed boy who does betray her, though she, like, pretty quickly forgives him. Spoiler for that. She then goes to her dad and is like, basically, like, fuck you, dad. You're always holding me back. And then he has a heart attack.
Yeah, and then he's kind of on his way out of... I was trying to figure out what kind of shop he runs. Do you remember? Is it a bank?
I can't remember. No, it's not a bank. I can't remember. It doesn't matter.
Anyway, he died. He has a heart attack in the middle of the street and dies.
Yeah, sucks. Sucks. Yeah. Bummer. The movie is kind of, a bummer.
Maybe it's about her circle of friends getting like smaller and smaller.
Do you want to do my circle of friends quiz?
Oh, I would love to.
Yeah, I've made a quick...
I'm a Rachel.
...quiz. No, it's to find out what is your... circle of friends.
Okay. Top five.
Yeah. And then there's three kinds of circle of friends that your circle of friends could be.
Oh, perfect. Okay. And do I get to pick or is it assigned?
It's a quiz. It's five questions. It's, it's like a, personality quiz.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So first question, and I guess I'll write this down so I get it right because I have to sign, letters to you. We have to do it the analog way.
Yeah.
Pick a friend.
Any of my friends?
No, I'm going to give you three choices.
Got it. Yeah.
A, Pee-wee Herman.
He's not actually a personal friend.
Okay. B, Nan White. Okay. C, your sister, who's worried about you?
Currently? I can text her.
Just pick one of those.
Nan White.
Okay, so that's B.
I'm seeing here that their names are actually Eve Malone and Nan Mahone. So it's like a fucking like riddle that they've given us. They're like, here's the lowest quality video we can find from the YouTube vault. Their names are almost identical. They look almost identical at this quality.
Pick a place.
Ireland.
A. No, it's not. Pick a place. It's that creepy guy from your high school's basement when his parents aren't home. That's A.
Okay.
B, Knock Glen, Ireland. C, your own living room.
B.
Okay, you've chosen B, Knock Glen, Ireland. Okay, question number three.
Yeah.
Pick a food or beverage. A, a cracker. B, a pint of Guinness. C, seltzer water with lime.
Oh, C, please. That sounds nice.
Okay.
That's what I was going to try to run up and grab before you drag me back in.
Question number four. What do you name your group chat with your circle of friends?
Oh.
A, the right hand gang. B, Benny and the Babes. C, just the guys from the book club.
What would the right hand gang imply?
Just pick the one that...
Guy from the book club, I think.
Okay. Yeah. C. Okay, so we have a tiebreaker question because you've answered two B's and two C's. So hopefully you're going to choose a B or a C.
Yeah, the next two will be A's.
No, there's only one last question. Five. How do you feel after a hang sesh with your circle of friends?
Yeah.
A. Very ashamed. B. Pregnant.
Yeah.
C, somewhat ashamed.
I guess like pregnant with ideas,
Okay. So that's B. Your circle of friends is the circle of friends. Congratulations. Wow. It's a circle of friends. It's Benny.
And who are they? Because none of these people seem like friends.
It's Benny, it's Nan Mahone, and Eve Malone. Benny's Minnie Driver's character. So if you're playing along at home, if you picked mostly A's, your circle of friends is a circle jerk. If you pick mostly B's, your circle of friends is the circle of friends. And wow. If you pick mostly C's, it's an intervention.
I'm glad I didn't get the intervention.
Yeah.
I am pretty bummed that I didn't get the circle jerk.
Yeah. I was honestly pretty surprised.
Yeah. But I guess I'm fine with it. They're a little, I guess they're not quite like people I would call friends, but.
I would be friends with Minnie Driver. Her character's very bubbly and fun and interesting. Everyone else in the movie sucks. That's the problem. Literally everyone else in the movie. Oh no, Eve is cool.
Yeah, Eve settles down in the cabin.
The fuck shack. She moves.
The fuck shack, yeah.
To go live in the fuck shack.
Because at the end of the movie, Minnie Driver and
Blue-eyed
Robin.
Robin, yeah.
Just have one last fling in the fuck shack. It would be weird if they were just doing that in their friend's house. But I guess that's what they were doing all
and
along.
And they do show the whole fuck shack, so don't watch this with your kids.
Yeah. They'll show you the whole... That's just how they do it in Ireland. It's fine.
The music swells, the camera zooms out, and they show you the whole fuck shack. And that's... Have we said the whole film?
No, I don't think so. Yes, because okay. It zooms out and they're...
What's this one about?
The movie.
Yeah.
Hard to say. Is it a romance?
I think so, yeah.
I guess generously. It's hard
to... No pets die.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to like give it a no, because we've given so many things yeses.
It's a romance.
Clearly not romances, but they do end up together at the end. It's a little bit of a rocky road to get there, but...
Which to me, I felt like they shouldn't, but I don't know if I'm like taking the movie in the like spirit that it was intended.
Yeah.
But he like, it didn't take much for him to cheat on her with her best friend.
And it didn't take much for her best friend to betray her and cheat on her boyfriend.
Yeah.
It was all pretty like unsavory characters all the way around, except for two.
Yeah.
Minnie Driver.
And two friends is in a circle.
And Eve, well, and her dad, I guess, but her dad does again pass.
What's two friends?
Two,
it's just a straight line.
Friends partnership, I guess, right?
I think straight line of friends.
Oh,
but that doesn't work as a movie. I think your original suggestion is the answer. I think what happened, they had working title Fuck Shack all the way up until they had to release the film, and they were like, I just got word from the censors, we can't call it that. And straight line of friends sounds like shit. So we're going to have to pretend that Nan is one of the friends, even though she's mean the whole way through.
Yeah. They're like, well, let's rename it.
Yeah.
We already had to rename it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm back.
Where were you?
I was dealing with, I was doing the same thing as Lewis.
Okay. Lewis was handing me my phone and saying, night, night, car.
Yeah.
Come here, buddy.
Hello, Lewis. You're looking more and more like your brother every day.
Do you want to say hi to Uncle Tanner?
Hi.
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 So you're going to have to take... Daddy, take the wheel, please. I'm going to need not only your full attention, but I'm going to need you to take over, because I've got this boy here. I'm pretty distracted. He's actually being pretty good.
No.
Here's what I can do for you, is we can better the blurb for this film, if you would like.
Oh my God, I would love to better
okay.
the blurb.
It's a hit segment we haven't done in a little while. It's called the blurb better.
Blurb betterers.
And it's what, honey, you can sit with me, buddy, but you can't mess with the mic. See how?
You know what I'm realizing now?
Yeah.
To just sort of like... add to the web of deceit and betrayal. Is Lewis okay?
He's upset because Joan knocked something off the shelf.
Oh.
Yeah, and now Joan is also on the old lap.
Yeah, everyone's piling on, huh?
Yeah. We're going to be better this... We're going to be better the blur.
Oh, anyway.
Hey, but it's okay, buddy.
Non-white.
You see a picture of a car?
Seduces Robin at Minnie Driver's dad's funeral.
Yeah. Yes. No, we know that.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to be better the blurb. Yeah. It's our hit segment where we take the blurb for the film and we make it better.
Lewis, you sound like shit, man. You feeling okay?
All right, I'm going to take him and put, what was the show that you recommended?
Oh, Reacher.
Okay. No, yeah. Say it. Say it. That's not helpful.
What show did I recommend?
You just recommended a show that your kid likes. It has like trucks in it.
Oh, Blaze and the Monster Machines.
Okay, I'll be right back.
What is Jack just sent me? Oh, this is the blurb. Oh, wow. This is the blurb? Jack just texted me a message and it just expected me to like unlock it immediately. But the blurb is, this is zero context. He sent, walked away and then sent this. Here's the blurb. Three girlhood friends now at college share first loves, first kisses, and first betrayals. At the center of it all is the best-looking boy on campus. Can a self-conscious dreamer hook the biggest fish in the pond? Wow, that's a lot of like different stuff happening. Yeah, we're gonna be better this one for sure.
Well, they didn't have it, so I put on something called Dino Trucks. I sure hope that it's age appropriate. We've got 10 minutes to better this blurb, and let's get started. I will read it out to you now, and let's just fix it. Here, we're the blurb betterers. What we like to do is we just make it better. They did a bad job.
Yeah, I read it while you were out to the...
oh, you did?
The sex bugs, okay. And the bed pots. Great. This one's really bad. It's all over the place.
Yeah, it's all over the place. It doesn't even mention the fuck shack.
Yeah.
And what's this fish thing?
Get that in there right away. Yeah, and like mixes metaphors. It's like the doe-eyed dreamer. What did it say?
Three girlhood friends now at college share first love, first kisses, and first betrayals. I like that ascending tricola.
The self-conscious dreamer hooks the biggest fish in the pond.
Can a self-conscious dreamer hook the biggest fish in the pond?
Is that like a thing that self-conscious dreamers are not known for?
Yeah, I don't...
It feels like an attack on self-conscious dreamers, or they can't do fishing. All right, let's better this piece of shit. Who wrote this?
Yeah, that's the spirit.
Let's get to it. Fuck Shack's got to be in there.
Fuck Shack's got to be in it, and let's say they're not friends. I don't think that Nan is a friend. I don't want to dignify her with that title.
Their ascending tricola ends on betrayal, yeah. But I think ours should start on betrayal.
Yeah. Do you want to start it with two girlhood friends and Nan White?
Yeah, do that. You start to write that. I'm going to go grab my laptop charger. It's right over here. I know no whammies, but my computer's going to die, and then we'll have one big whammy on our hands.
I want to say this is an all whammies episode. This has become. Let's see. Two girlhood friends and Nan White from the Babysitter's Club series of novels. We don't need to include that. Everybody knows what Nan White is from. It's two types of bread, naan and white. In case you haven't been paying attention. Two girlhood friends and non-white.
Yeah.
That's a good start, right?
Oh. Yes, that's great.
Okay.
Inherit, so they have an ascending
tricola, which I want.
Oh, okay.
But we can try to get... We want to put the fuck shack front and center, so maybe it could just be the
Inherit a fuck shack, and then we can do the ascending the ascending tricola can be like describing either the fuck shack or like what happens in the fuck shack. Like describe it, like the three girls inherit a fuck shack full of like
newspapers,
fucking like chuckin and
yeah,
I don't know. I think we can come up with something.
Okay, so inherit a fuck shack is good.
Yeah, and true.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. This is a great start. I love this start. Full of, what does it have in it? There is a newspaper that's left. That's how Eve finds out that non-white was cheating on.
Oh, because they hadn't been back to the fuck shack since like she and her
was having a secret assignation with Mr. Darcy, who is in fact a Willoughby.
And Eve and her husband hadn't been back to the fuck shack since like February, but the papers in the fuck shack's fireplace, were from March.
Yeah,
it's pretty like detective work, really easy to miss. He's back. Yeah. He didn't like Blaze.
He's back. He didn't like Dino Trucks.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Let's keep this moving. So we just need an ascending Tricola. What happens in a fuck shack? We don't know. They kind of zoom out and show the shack instead of whatever's going to go down in there.
Right. Well, a lot of other stuff happens in there. The infidelity happens in there.
Yeah.
So we could say infidelity.
Cheating.
Skeeting.
Full of cheating. I don't know what skeeting is, but I'm going to put it in there. Cheating.
It means coming.
Okay. Well, then we'll save that for last, right?
Skeet.
Okay. Okay. I got it.
Yeah.
So I just need a second one because we probably want to build to skeet.
Cheating. What was it? Cheating.
Cheating. Something else and skeet.
I want to do like I don't want it to just be two syllables, like hard skeeting.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Bad cheating. Something bleating. Are there any sheep?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Sheep bleating. I guess they do sleep there every now and then, so it could have a double meaning. What has he got there? A gun?
It's blocks.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear? He's saying blocks, blocks. Aren't you, buddy? Blocks. Yeah.
Blocks.
Yeah, it's blocks. Help me.
Let's see. I was gonna go to Rhyme Zone.
Yeah, the
what's
meow,
he saying?
It's a mow.
I'm so distracted. I want to know everything he's saying.
He's saying it's a mow because I have pulled up a mow means cat, and there's a bunch of mows on my screen because I was trying to distract him earlier. Do you want to see the mows again?
Oh, heating because they are
no heating.
She discovers that the cheating has happened because she's dealing with the fireplace.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
Heating. Or like,
if we're going to do bad cheating, are you happy with that?
Caught
for our
cheating.
Second word? Hot.
Unicorn.
Caught cheating. Unicorn. Little just, guys.
We have to ignore the child.
Is he saying pogs?
Yeah, there are cars. Yeah, yeah. There's a car. There's a car on the screen.
Bad cheating, friends meeting.
Uh-oh.
Don't you want it to rhyme with? Okay, well then we can do friends meeting, central heating, and this is great. Central heating.
Yeah.
And then I just need an adjective for skeeting.
Oh.
Hella.
No.
Nasty.
Yeah, nasty is good. Nasty skeeting.
Okay, that's great. All right, we've got 5 minutes.
Or we could bring cheating back and say something skeeting and say cheating with the first cheating skeeting. No.
I've got cheating.
No, you
it's
took it
four
out.
Now.
Oh, it's a ascending quad cola?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
We're bettering the blurb.
Whoa. We're
okay, so the next
English.
Thing, this is good. So their next sentence is, at the center of it all is the best looking boy on campus. We could just say Robin.
Yeah, just say Robin. It's going to be a lot easier.
Do we want to say at the center of it all?
No.
Okay. So, but now we just
shack.
Have to say, is Robin.
In the fuck shack is Robin.
He never goes.
At the end of the movie,
okay.
He goes in there with Minnie Driver and they zoom out and we are left to our imaginations.
Right. Yeah, yeah. They show the whole fuck shack. So do you want to just say Robin comes to the fuck shack and they show the whole fuck shack? It's not very
good.
Elegant.
It's not good. It's not elegant, but I think it'll move units, you know?
Okay.
I think it'll get people in the door, in the theater.
Okay, great. So now we just need to get this fish in a pond nonsense. So the sentence is, can a self-conscious dreamer hook the biggest fish in the pond? I'm going to say what you're going to say so we can just discard it. I'm not going to allow self-conscious creamer. I just can't have it.
Yeah,
I just
want to
just like, no bad ideas in a brainstorm, but that one we can't have. So let's just... dispense with that so we don't have to talk about it.
Yeah, it's fine. It doesn't, I wanted to go there, but it doesn't actually make sense in like to the character of the film.
Yeah.
She is a dreamer. Let's see. Robin's in the fuck shack.
Okay, I've got an idea. What about this? Darcy's a Willoughby. Nightcrawler's a villain. See?
No, Nightcrawler's a good guy.
But in this movie, he is.
Oh, but I don't want people to think that. We mean the Nightcrawler.
Okay, let's cut it. All right. I want to end with saying there are no fish in the film.
Oh, no fish in the film. Do you want it to rhyme?
No, I've cut that, but we only have now 1 minute. Should we just say there's no fish in
this film?
There's
no fish in the film. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to read it back to you because I have to go. It's a hard out. I have to pick up the
other
child.
I guess
I would
say there's a lot of heinous other shit, though, and that's why we're putting it back in the vault.
I'm going to read this back to
you. You're not welcome to it.
I'm going to read this back to you. Tell me if this works. Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah.
Two girlhood friends and Nan White inherit a fuck shack chock full of bad cheating, friends meeting, central heating, and nasty skeeting. Robin comes to the fuck shack and they show the whole fuck shack. Wow. There's no fish in this film.
Yeah, I think that's good. Cut and print. Don't
that's
watch
good.
The film.
Cut and print.
We're actually going to, Jack, if you can give me your, we both have these keys around our neck. If you can put it back in the lockbox, lock it up, shutting the vault door.
Yeah. And I'd like to thank you, Tanner, very much for bearing with me. I would like to thank the Bug Babies and the Sexbot so very much for bearing with us. We love you so very much. Please do subscribe to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/BSCCpodcast. Join the Facebook group. Welcome to all the new people in the Facebook group who probably aren't here yet because they are listening through the Babysitter's Club episode.
Oh, that trash?
And that's it. In the meantime, all that remains for me to say is we watched a film this week. It's called Circle of Friends. We didn't decide on what we're doing next week, and I don't have time to talk about it. I must leave. And guess what else? Goodbye. My name's Jack.
Tanner.
And I hope you find your Irish nationality ever after.
Great. Bad.
We might be childhood friends, and I might try.